Now, today we're going to install some useful programming. Something we can build on in the future, expand on, utilize. Building pathways in your mind which flow from one anchored concept to the next is always a process of integration. We take something simple, a concept, an isolated word, a piece of the everyday experience, a piece of your cultural understanding and life, and contextual understanding of erotic hypnosis as well, and we expand it out into perfect clarity, into an experience of relaxation and enjoyment, and sometimes lust. There are all sorts of parts of your mind which do unusual, specialized things that we so seldom discuss. There's a part of your mind responsible for intense pleasure, for worship, for fetishistic desire, like your desire to be tranced in the first place. Deep, sink, listen. Obey and follow. These emblematic ideas exist in your head, the words and concepts, playing with one another, playing with your perception of self. And I play with these. The building blocks are already in your mind. When you think of sliding deep, you think of the slow, spiral, seductive dance of deep, drifting, hypnotic control and snapping fingers and echoing pleasure. You have all these building blocks in your head already. All these things which can be accessed later to add more pleasure to your days, add more excitement to your life. And often when I hand you new triggers, new ideas, new concepts, new deep, draining, instructing pleasures that take you to vistas of the mind previously unexplored and allow you to look out from them and choose your path from there, I build on them later. I call back to them. Things as simple as night-night pet, sliding deep, allowing your mind to fall away into an anchored response. If I have taken you deep once, taking you deep again gets easier. And part of that is because you do spend a lot of your time, even subconsciously, thinking about trancing for me, thinking about sinking under with me, or in any other circumstance. You have that fetish understanding, that popular culture vision of mesmerism, of hypnosis, of control and depth. The reality when you play with me may be a little different, but the fundamental understanding is the same. 10, you sink, and 9, down, 8, and deep, and 5, and 4, it gets a little quicker and you're at that plateau, that warm, deep place, but then maybe you rise up a little, maybe 5 and 6, you let your mind come upward, your eyelids get a little lighter, and 7 and 8, and you think you're approaching the surface, you think you're approaching a place where your mind will be allowed to crest once more into ordinary thought, but then down, deep, 6 and 5 and 3 and 2, accelerating faster than you were before, until everything is 1, sleep, 1, deep. Controlling flow. One understanding that you really do spend a lot of your time thinking about deep relaxing trance. And since you spend so much of your time doing that, you start to dwell on it. And then you start to look forward to what'll happen the next time I say words that send you spiraling, sinking, slithering down into sweet, sublime escape and pleasure, your mind finding places inside where you can bind yourself to my constant harmonics, my flowing voice washing away, cadence and tone, harmonics rolling through, trembling along the lines of influence and thought inside your mind. Until you're mine. And you let yourself sink. You lose yourself in constancy that is pleasure, in pleasure that is obedience, in obedience that takes you to places where you can obsess. And we're going to talk about obsession, but the positive pro-social kind, the driving kind, that makes you do better, feel better, be more confident and attuned to your own needs. Because sometimes barriers are built up by our interaction with the rest of society. We may feel embarrassed or shy or withdrawn from our real needs, our real desires, the deep places within us that demand we do what we can to achieve a goal. Obsessing over a goal can be quite good if the obsession is a motivator, a pleasurable pro-social thing that helps us get over the hump, get past the obstructions that everyone else's disapproval might inflict on us, and really touch the core of being, where our obsession comes from, like your fetish for sinking for me, sleeping for me, drifting deeply down. It is your motivation to be completely in my control and guided by my words that really makes it possible. And that motivation is greatly improved by obsession and pleasure, by your fetishization of simple hypnotic bliss. And that's what you're going to keep doing. In fact, we're going to explore making your obsessive response a little more steerable, more guidable. Imagine if one could be directed to focus all of their thoughts on a specific part of my body. It's that simple. A part of a lover's body, too. We're going to leave the trigger so anyone you trust may utilize it. And if you are slipping deep and listening to my words and sliding away and letting me deluge your mind with simple, graceful, sinking deep sleep, 3, 2, 1, descending, dripping away, then we can assume the pleasure of listening will spread through your mind and that you do trust me. That every word I say about obsessing on pleasant, pleasurable things is already being filed away in your mind for later review. So I make my case that a little obsession can be a good thing, especially for exploration. Mwah. Deep within your mind is the potential for loops of thought to be formed. If I hand you a cyclical pattern, your mind, when it's in this deep, relaxed place, may play it over and over and over again. For example, pleasure leads to obedience, leads to sleep, leads to the pleasure of relaxation, leads to more relaxation, leads to obedience, which leads you to sleep because I'm telling you, sleep. Deep drift down. These little cycles form in your mind. Obsessive thought is very similar. Your mind hinges on one alluring idea. Think about how good it would feel to go very deep for me right now. Well, that's an obsession if you let it play through your head again and again. And that obsession may be aided, enhanced, empowered by thinking about how good it'll feel when you are deep and open to me and empty, and your mind fades and drifts, drips and sinks. Feel good. Feel pleasure. Be mine. Sink down. Sinking makes you feel good. Feeling pleasure makes you more relaxed. Relaxing more removes barriers and leaves you open to deeper trance. And if you think about the cycle again and again and again, then your mind will perpetuate it, make it feel every little bit of your mind sinking deep. Feel every little bit of your body feeling pleasure. Because if you're obsessing over these internal processes, things will get out of the way. Because there will be very little going in your mind that isn't tied to the obsessive process. Obsession means taking all the resources of your mind and focusing them around one narrow idea, one simple concept. Your mind is very open to this when you sink into trance because hyper-focus is possible, a state where even awareness of your body and surroundings fades to keep your mind a narrow, sharp pinpoint where you focus in on one thing or one cycle of things, doing the roundabout again and again, putting one more little bit of your mental processing power into each pigeonhole. Pleasure leads to obedience, leads to sleep because I'm telling you to sleep, which leads to more pleasure because it feels good to sleep for me, sink for me, which leads to more obedience because when you feel pleasure, you want to obey both out of gratitude and so you can feel what will come next as completely, mind-numbingly, mind-blankingly as possible. And then your mind is blank, be blank. Let yourself fade away, until all there is the blank slate of the mind, the canvas on which I work, laying obsessions and circles of cyclical thought. I hand you a simple concept, and you think every thought about it you're able to, and if it's something that arouses you, of course those thoughts will branch and spiderweb into every possible sexy permutation. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I mentioned obsession. Let's think briefly about warm, sensual breasts, my breasts pressing to your face. But first, you lay back, my hand on your chest, feeling your heartbeat, my voice echoing down, entering your ears, guiding you. I lean over your body. My nipples come into view, pink, warm, skin, supple, soft, hanging above you. I reach down, brush your forehead with my hand. You stare up, and I tell you, obsess, pet. Suddenly your mind, which was a blank void, thinks about my breasts, my chest, the warmth of it resting your head in it, licking, sucking, kissing, letting your mind fall away, letting the warm encircling of your head assert control. Because if you are obsessing, that is a submissive act, opening your head and letting every possibility involving my body, involving the part you've been told to obsess on my breasts, pet, to fill your mind and make you blank. You are empty, you are deep, you are sinking down. 5, 4, 2, 1, sleep deep down, seeing two breasts dangling there, one thought in your head, me leaning over you, controlling, guiding, pinning, hands on your shoulders, breasts right above your face, swaying left and right. You obsess, you briefly and then deeply and then completely obsess about my breasts, let your head fill with thoughts of their warm flesh encircling you, of worshipping and kissing, of letting my swaying breasts steal your mind away and spiral you down, down into me, into control, into a deep place where all that's on your mind is my breasts encapsulating everything you need about the moment. You know about fetishes because you know about sinking for hypnosis. You know how you feel when you think about the tingle of your mind falling away. 3, 2, 1, deep sleep. Let yourself go. But you also now know that fetishes form when you obsess over something and then feel sensual pleasure thrilling through your body. The same pleasure you feel when you think about my breasts, think about my chest pressed to your face, think about your lips finding a nipple and suckling gently. You think these thoughts and they become a cyclical pattern in your head until the only kind of thought you can think are thoughts about my breasts. When I tell you, obsess about my breasts, pet. Obsess on my breasts. Let the thought of them fill you. Let your mind fall into them. Fade for my breasts. Deep and blank for my breasts. My breasts controlling you so completely, so deeply. So absolutely. You hear my words and they fill your head. They fill your head with thoughts of my breasts. Thoughts of finding my nipple and suckling gently. Thoughts try to enter your head that are not related to my warm, all-encompassing breasts. But those thoughts simply cannot find admission. They can't make their way into your head. The only thing that can make its way into your head are thoughts about my breasts. Anything else can wait until our little session is over. Can wait until I tell you to return to normal. But in the now, you think about my breasts, obsess about my breasts. That's what you do. 3 and 2 and 1, and seeing them there, warmly pressed to your face, suckling, using your tongue, knowing that you're sending pleasure into me. And because thoughts about pleasure in my breasts are thoughts about my pleasure, you are able to fill your mind with thoughts of my pleasure, thoughts of letting yourself be controlled by my breasts. That is obsession. Feel it now. Feel the warm thoughts. The drippy thoughts in your head. The molten, pliable thoughts. You are controlled by my breasts. You sink under for them. Whenever you hear those words, obsess about, And I tell you what, obsess about my breasts, obsess about my legs, obsess about my stockings. Anything I tell you to fixate your mind on, when you are in this deep blank place, becomes a cyclical thought process that reinforces itself moment by moment, reinforces itself until you lose yourself in it, reinforces by cycling around. Thinking about my breasts makes you feel pleasure, makes you think of the hypnotic potential of being hypnotized by them, because after all, you're already fetishizing and thinking about being deeply tranced, deeply hypnotized. Think about my chest. Think about it pressing to your face. Think about yourself getting lost in my breasts, lost in the warmth, lost in sucking, licking, worshipping, losing yourself, and the warmth of your mind in that moment is the warmth of hypnotic bliss and encompassing trance. Your mind loses itself in obsession. It's okay to obsess. It's okay to let all the thoughts in your head go away to another place when you hear those words, obsess about my breasts. And it could just as easily be anything else, but your mind is filled only with that one concept, be blank. Let yourself think only of my breasts. Think only of the warm, pressing, encompassing control. Think of them dressed up attractively. Think of yourself being drawn in, pressing your face between, losing yourself in them. I chuckling, amused, enjoying you, and feeling pleasure. Let us never forget that worshipping my breasts is a direct line to send pleasure to my brain, that there are erogenous nerve endings in there which send pleasure to me. And after all the pleasure I've given you over time, isn't there a little fetish, desire, obsession in your head for giving something back? Wouldn't you love to get lost in that pleasure obsession? That sinking, trickling, tingling feeling you send up my spine into my brain? And then, of course, I will be provoked to do ever more arousing things, to make you feel the ministrations of your hands grasping my warm, pliable breasts, your lips suckling and kissing, making you feel those feelings on your own body. So the more you lick and kiss and massage and obsess and worship my breasts, the more your own body feels warm and kissed and enjoyed and massaged because I give pleasure back twofold. The more you do to me, the more you do for me, the more you sink for me, the more you obsess on me, the deeper you go, and the more the obsession remains. Of course, it will fade when the time is done, but in the now, you are living an existence where every thought in your head is about making my breasts feel good. Every thought you have is about making me feel the pleasure of your obsession, is about my breasts taking you over, draining your brain, leaving you blank, be blank, think only of my breasts, obsess about my breasts, warm and filling your cognition, every part of your brain loaded only with breast-related thoughts, loaded only with the control I give you. The control over your own thoughts to make them more completely obsessed. That's what you're doing. You're exploring something very few people get to. Very few people get lost in something as hypnotic and obsession-laden as my chest hypnotizing and taking you deep. 3, 2, 1, the sway of my breasts, the warmth of your mind fading away and dripping out of you. Your obsession as you kiss, smooch, lose yourself, murmur odes and worship to my breasts, obsessive, losing yourself, feeling so controlled, knowing that if I offered you the chance to look and kiss and touch, you would do almost anything that feels good. But of course, I only have your best interests in mind, and I only want you to do healthy, positive things. My goal here is to point out that being obsessed with my breasts, at least within the confines of this scene where you are 5 and 4 and 2 and 1 and deep, where you are deep, it is safe and comfortable to obsess over something simple. The world is far away. And when you hear the word obsess over, obsess about, from me, or from someone you trust, like a partner or another dominant, it's okay to let your mind empty in a blank haze, and let the only thing that fills it be what you're told to worship, told to obsess over. Envision my breasts pressed to your face, and sure, you're just kind of mild on them, you just think they're fun, but then I say, obsess about my breasts, and a switch flicks in your mind and suddenly you're kissing, burying your face into them, smooching, squeezing from the side, trying to get yourself as enmeshed and enraptured and enjoyed within my breasts as possible, knowing you're sending pleasure into my mind, knowing that you will think all sorts of obsessive thoughts to bring yourself closer and more completely into fetishistic alignment, fetishizing my breasts, obsessing, sinking. And that's just one obsession. Imagine what bright, vivid, dominant new obsession I'll gift you with next time. Mwah.